This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. You can live a lifetime in the same place and never know its history. But that wasn't enough for Kelly Pucci. When she moved from Chicago to St. Joseph County in Michigan, she wanted to know more about her new home. And the more she researched, the more unique and sometimes strange stories she found. Local historian Thomas Talbot wrote the introduction to Pucci's new book, Hidden History of St. Joseph County, Michigan. I asked both what drew them to this project.
In the last probably 15 years, I've been going through my great-great-grandfather's papers from the Talbot House in Centerville. And that has supplied me with primary documents dating back to the county's earliest history, back into the 1830s. Got in at the end of the book, kind of jumped in with both feet and contributed. It was a lot of fun.
How did you get interested in this project?
My husband and I moved to Colon, Michigan, which is in St. Joseph County, about 5 years ago. We lived in Chicago, and I was a librarian for the Chicago Tribune. And when I came to the county, I discovered the St. Joseph County Historical Society, and I decided to volunteer with them. And I got more and more interested in the county when I heard about the unusual things that happened here. I thought it was just going to be a quiet rural place, but its history is a little strange.
It is. This book is just packed with these quirky little stories. And it's called Hidden History. Mm-hmm. Why is it hidden?
Well, there's been lots written about St. Joseph County and about the individual villages and towns like Three Rivers. There are a couple of books on Three Rivers. There's a book on Sturgis. There's a book on Clinger Lake. But there's some things that go beyond just the who did what when. For example, living in Colon, it's the magic capital of the world, and it says so on the signs, but it's not just something that the town made up. The United States Congress has declared Colon the magic capital of the world, and it's in the congressional record as such. And the reason is its connection to magic. Currently, there are three magic manufacturers in Colon, and once a year, Abbott's Magic has its get-together, and people come from all over. And one of the magicians who started the magic business in Colon was Harry Blackstone Sr., and he was popular around the Midwest, but his largest contribution, let's say, to magic is he's the first magician to pull a rabbit out of a hat, and magicians have copied him since then. And they use rabbits and sometimes doves because they're kind of malleable. They're not harmed or anything, so no problem. It's not like using a dog or something. But he did that, and he is buried in the Lakeside Cemetery in Colon, and there are over 30 magicians buried. It's more magicians in one place than anywhere else in the world. And on Halloween, magicians come from around and also throughout the year and place objects on his grave, little stuffed rabbits or coins or whatever. And on Halloween, about 3 years ago, one of our magicians had a call to go out to the cemetery and perform the broken wand ceremony, where they take a magic wand and break it because the magic is gone from the person's death. Well, the magician was called out on Halloween, a rainy, icy evening. It was terrible. And he learned that somebody who was from New Orleans, a magician from New Orleans, who had passed away in New Orleans over the summer, had his will stating that he would be buried in the Colon Cemetery with the other magicians. So what happened to the magician between the time he passed away in New Orleans over the summer and the cold, rainy, icy Halloween day, I don't know. But he made it, and he's buried amongst the others in the Lakeside Cemetery.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Kelly Pucci tells the odd story of Hezekiah Thomas and fishing for diamonds.
That was also Fabius County, I believe.
There's a charming photo in there. There's a lot of charming photos in there.
Right.
Yeah, they're
right.
in Those this are... rowboat and their beautiful dress and fishing for diamonds, I guess.
Yes.
Or
yes.
they don't know.
He thought that there was gold in the lake and that the fish were filled with diamonds. So he was looking for gold.
Why would he think that?
I don't know. But he was...
Don't think he was quite right.
Perhaps not.
And yet people believed him.
That's on Quarry Lake. And he heard voices telling him where to go with his boat. And he would go out onto Quarry Lake. He was naked. I don't know why, but I guess the voices told him to be naked. He had a gun and a dagger. And people complained about him, mostly his lack of attire, although he did wear a silk top hat.
Oh, my.
Yes. And he looked for...
We don't get that picture in the book, do we?
No, unfortunately. Or fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know. But in 1911, some boys were digging at Camp Eberhardt in Quarry Lake, and they found a chest that belonged to this man, Mr. Thomas. And they found rusty pistols and a watch and a dagger and a hunting knife, but no gold and no diamonds. So if anybody goes out fishing on Quarry Lake, look for the big fish filled with diamonds.
So what's the benefit of knowing our history? We don't seem to learn much from it, but what's the benefit? Why should we know our history?
Well, for example, driving up 131 this morning to get to Kalamazoo, I looked at the road signs and thought, oh, that was named for so-and-so, and he did such-and-such. And going around to the different lakes, well, why are there some lakes with some names? Like Colon has Long Lake. Makes sense because it's long. We have Sturgeon Lake. There are no sturgeon in Sturgeon Lake, but thought about that. And every time I go to Sturgis or to the Historical Society in Three Rivers, it's a much more interesting drive instead of thinking, oh, it's another 10 minutes.
So it gives you a deeper appreciation
mm-hmm.
for where you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Well, I think everybody should make an attempt to find out where they came from. When I was little, I thought everybody knew all about their family history as we did, and that's not the case. But yeah, we have our family history going back into the late 1700s, back
neat.
Into Ireland. And,
it's
fascinating. And my children... don't seem to be real interested now, but there'll come a time in their lives that they'll ask, where did I come from?
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with local historian Thomas Talbot and Kelly Pucci, the author of The Hidden History of St. Joseph County, Michigan. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.